Thank you for calling Nation Safe Drivers. My name is Shania. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, I'm sorry. You guys have representatives hanging up the phone, acting like they don't hear me. I'm like, the first girl, you can hear her breathing, and she hung up. And the second person just kept repeating the same thing you just said. And I'm like, I know you can hear me because I just got off the phone. So I don't know, but when people need help, they shouldn't play like that. So I don't know if y'all can tell the previous operators, but they are, like, purposely hanging up the phone. So I do need a tow truck. I'm stuck. So I need to see what we need to do to set this up.
Can I get your first name and spelling?
It's Melissa Sloan.
Can I get your first name and spelling?
Oh, M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
And their last name?
It's Sloan, S-L-O-A-N.
You said long or Sloan?
Sloan, S-L-O-A-N.
And you did say M-E-L-I-S-S-A?
M as in Mary, E-L-I-S-S-A, Melissa.
Okay, can I get that phone number?
678-464-6940.
Okay, would you like to receive mobile test updates of the provider's name and ETA?
Yes, please.
Okay, now that phone number is 678-464-6940.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And let me get that policy number and VIN number.
Policy number is, come on, CPGA60977.
Okay, can I get, and you did say C as in cat, P as in penny, G as in gas, A as in apple, 60977?
Correct.
Okay, let me get that VIN number, ma'am.
I'll send it to you. If the VIN is... I thought she was going to walk in while I'm on the phone. But...
Try and find
it. Yeah, that's fine. Shit, where did it go? Okay, that's ID cards. Okay, hold on. I had the ID card and then it went away. Sorry. Okay, it's for the Yukon VIN number, the Chevy Silverado VIN number 3, G as in girl, C as in Charlie, U as in umbrella, K as in kingdom, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, C as in Charlie, 8, E as in Edward, G as in girl, 480873.
Okay, I have 3, G as in girl, C as in Charlie, U as in us, K as in king, T as in Tom, E as in elephant, C as in Charlie, 8, E as in elephant, G as in girl, 480873. That's correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, one moment. Okay, and I'm gonna say these policy and VIN number back to you so I can verify. Policy number C as in Charlie, P as in pineapple, G as in girl, A as in apple, 60977.
Yep.
And VIN number 3, G as in girl, C as in Charlie, U as in umbrella, K as in kingdom, T as in Tom, E as in elephant, C as in Charlie, 8, E as in elephant, G as in girl, 480873.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have that effective date and producer's code?
The who?
Effective date and producer's code.
Where is the producer's code? The effective date is effective. The policy is currently in effect.
Which
it actually
the,
renewed today. So today, 8/17/2021. So the policy is current. Where is the producer code?
It should be on the paper also. And you said the effective date is 8/17/2020.
Yeah. Effective is 8/17/2021. But
okay.
I'm looking at my ID card. So where is the producer code on my ID card?
It should be somewhere on the paper. If you cannot locate it, you can contact your insurance company and they will verify this information, or you can continue this call and it'll be out of pocket expense.
Okay, where is the, so on this, there's numbers all over this, but I don't know.
I don't, ma'am, I don't know exactly where it's at. It could be in different locations.
And
I don't know,
ma'am.
What
y'all looking for, because this is a long number.
Oh, no,
so,
it's a short number. It's not too long, ma'am. It's like very
okay, so
short to five. It could be 4, 5 numbers, only numbers.
Look, I'm just like, y'all, they don't even tell y'all where it's at in the policy, like, because I got everything right here. So I have my document, my policy packet, my payments.
Policies
that, so,
are
like,
different, ma'am.
So y'all handle more than just one person, I see. All right. You can try. I mean, the only thing I know is this P number right here. I don't know. I've never heard. Like I said, it's my first time. So this is kind of crazy that they don't tell y'all this kind of stuff. Ridiculous. P6G2A. That's the only thing I can think
okay,
of.
You said PG62A. It's no numbers in there, ma'am. It's no numbers. It's only letters. I mean, it's no letters, only numbers. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey,
it's no.
Hey, I just, hold on, honey. Hey, excuse me. I just spoke with you at acceptance. What is your producer's code?
Ma'am,
on,
it's located.
Moment, okay.
It's
okay.
Located.
It's not located anywhere. The lady that does my insurance is right here
at
on the phone.
We
so let's let her give it
to
you because I don't know.
All
and
right.
I need a tow truck. So I don't want to hang up, do all that extra stuff. That's her right there on the phone. Jesus.
We appreciate your call. Currently, all of our representatives are busy helping customers with their insurance needs. We are excited to have the opportunity to assist you momentarily.
Thank you for holding, ma'am. I do apologize for that wait. May I have your name to pull the policy up?
This is Melissa Sloan. policy CPA CPGA 60977.
And what were you asking for before I put you on hold? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. There's a lady. I need a tow truck for one of my vehicles, and she said she needs a producer's code. And this is my first time doing this, so I don't know what that is.
Okay, let's see. Producer code. One second. Now, do you have the emergency road service separately from your auto policy? Did you purchase the emergency road service?
That's who I'm on the phone with, but I don't know. I've been my first time needing road service, so I don't know what the producer code is.
Okay, because that would be the number for the actual emergency road service. So hold on one second. Let me see if there's another policy in here for you.
Okay. Well, I have three policies. I have full coverage. This is for my truck, and I have full coverage on my truck. So this isn't for the other two vehicles.
Okay, so I'm looking at your account, Ms. Long. You don't have the emergency road service on your policy.
It on my truck. It should be. We should have everything on that truck because that is a leased truck. That truck is not owned yet, so that truck is supposed to have full coverage on it.
Okay, so it has the comprehensive and collision coverage, but it does not have the emergency road service what you're trying to use today.
That's crazy. And I'm paid $500 a month for this. That is super crazy.
Yeah, but just has the constant collision with the deductible at $1,000.
Yeah, the day that I was at the dealership, he was supposed to put all of the truck was supposed to have everything on it. My other two vehicles are owned vehicles, so I don't want all of that. But the truck is supposed to have all of that.
And I understand what you're saying. It doesn't have it at this time.
Yeah,
you can add it, but it doesn't help you right now because it takes just 2 hours. Yep.
That's ridiculous. Okay. No, well, I need to add it, but I need a tow truck right now. So, okay. All right. I'll just call you back. Let me get my tow truck taken care of.
Okay.
So the lady on the phone, she said, if I want to just pay out of pocket, because I have a policy, I can still use this emergency service or no?
You need to ask them. They may have to make you, of course, you have to pay out of pocket.
Right.
So ask them, let them know that you don't have that coverage and if you have the option to just pay them over the phone.
Yeah, she said something about out of pocket. I just didn't.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you to.
No problem.
Okay. All right.
Thank
you.
You're welcome, Melissa. Bye-bye.